the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. Welcome to everybody. Paul Majors is going to be coming in momentarily, so that'll always be... It's always great to see that guy. Anchor for Channel 2 News, 5, 6, and 11 o'clock every night. And this is the week of the big tournament, so I urge you to check your email box. Or check your email. Anybody who has a box, just to check your email, right? Check your email and see if you have the golden ticket. And see if you are one of the lucky few that we will be playing Thursday night at the Commerce Casino in our very first 2009 No Limit Texas Hold'em Poker Tournament happening at the Commerce Casino this Thursday at 8 p.m. If you are selected and you have received an email, you're a winner. You get to play in the tournament. We'll see if you're a winner in the game, but at least you get to join the tournament. And if you happen to win, you will share in the $6,000 prize pool that the Commerce has put together. So check your email and make sure that you are a lucky one. If you didn't get one for some reason, we apologize. Can't invite everybody. We'd love to, but we just don't have that much room. But if you do show up, perhaps there'll be a seat or two that we can slide you into. No guarantees, but in the past, a couple people have shown up, and we had a couple extra seats, and they played, okay? So keep that in mind. Commerce Casino, Thursday night. It will be the talk of the town on Friday morning. I hope. All right, I did something today, and I have a list of things that I don't do in life because they irritate me. And I have a physical list, and I'm adding one to it today. But the list so far, I'm not going to go through the entire thing, but one is I don't go to a U.S. post office, especially in the San Fernando Valley. They're too irritating, the service is too terrible, and the lines are too long. And all you do is you get frustrated, and you start complaining and sweating and getting angry and uptight. And so I decide I'm not going to post offices anymore. That's one of them. I don't watch MSNBC. It's another one. Not thrilled with the host there, so I never turned that on. And two things, you know, those are just two of the many things. But I'm adding another one today. Yes, because there are so many rude people now in Southern California that we have to shame them and teach them not to act like animals. If you've ever been to a fast food place where there's one line and then it splits into two lines when you order, and then you're on your honor system to get back in line, left, right, and allow the guy that was there before you to go ahead. I was in a line today ordering some fast food, and it splits into two lines. I'm not talking about In-N-Out, where it's two lines to begin with, and you take your chance. And I'm in ordering, and the guy on my left goes first, then the guy behind him goes, then the other guy goes. Three guys slide in front of me, and I just went ape-ass, and I blew up at the guy. And moved on. Ladies and gentlemen, from Channel 2 News, thank you very much. Happy New Year's to you, too. The two biggest studs over at CBS and KCAL, Paul Majors and Mike Nelson. Nice to see you, man.
And nice to see you. Happy New Year.
Hey, Happy New Year to you, too.
You have a good Christmas and all that?
That's a brand new suit?
No. You've seen it before.
I've never seen that one before.
You've seen it before.
It's beautiful, man.
Thank you.
Looks very expensive.
It's not. Sorry we're late. We
no
ate
problem.
At a franchise here in the Mid-Wilshire area. Right.
The International House of Indigestion.
Oh, yeah, well, and you know I like their food.
Right.
And but it's they've got one waiter for every 400 square acres, it is, I think.
That's pretty rare, because over there, I usually get pretty good service. It's the service that you have to deal with afterwards, servicing yourself.
Excuse me, in fact.
That is the only place where there are actually speed bumps on the way to the bathroom.
We didn't have time to get in there because we were so late getting here.
We're talking about the IHOP across the street, of course. But I was there, and I ordered the Mexican chicken. I think I told you about this. And I said, I'll take the Mexican chicken. He says, how old are you? And I said, what does it matter? He says, you just ordered off the seniors menu. I said, oh, so it's not senior chicken, it's senior chicken. You never know in this town. You know, there's senior frogs.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, hey, well, that's not for old
frogs.
Well,
it could be the senior menu. You know, it has fewer spices, and there's really nothing to chew.
Oh, it's all bland.
Yeah, there's nothing to chew.
Listen, you can't dull down and bland down the food there anyway.
Yeah, you can't.
You know, it is the blandest, dullest food around. And then the seniors menu, somehow, and I think NASA was involved, they've even taken more flavor out of it. But I ate over there.
And they bring you a colostomy bag so you don't have to hit those speed bumps on the way to the can.
Yeah, the longest line over there is always for the men's room. But I was eating over there, and I was done with the meal. This was about a year ago. And it was around the holidays. And she says, would you like to buy gift certificates? I said, for what? And I said, and she said, to give out for the holidays. I said, what kind of gift is that? Indigestion for the holidays? Please.
Thinking of you. Well, if you go there, they have something special on the menu that, which caught my fancy tonight, which is what I had. The, I think it's 10-ounce bone in ham fillet with eggs.
Wow. How was that?
It was good. I'm telling you, I gave Mike a couple bites.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's damn
good. Wow.
Yeah.
A good show.
I know.
Anyway, I'm glad you're joining us. You are the biggest stud on TV. 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, and 11 o'clock every night.
Maybe
on CBS,
maybe
one right?
Of those hours.
Wait, but you blew one of the hours?
Not even the. No. Say it's the same.
Oh, so five, six, and eleven, right? So you go 5 to 6. 6 to 6:30,
correct,
and then 11, 11:35.
Yeah,
look at you.
I know,
but you guys are kicking ass over there in the ratings.
We're taking no prisoners.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
All of your listeners, who we appreciate dearly, because you always have us on, and we
and vice versa.
We love the fact that you guys come over to the station, and we love the fact that hopefully your listeners are tuning in and giving us a shot as well.
You bet. And we got a.
But everywhere I go after I'm on your show, trust me. I never get, hey, you're the guy on TV. I get, hey, that voice, are you the guy on with Conway? Honest to God. Mike has witnessed it.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, anything to help you guys out with it. You guys have always been very gracious to us.
Yes, you are to us.
And last night, that high-speed pursuit was interesting with the guy with the smart car.
The smart car. Yeah, I stood up in the newsroom while that pursuit was going on. And I said, well, once the CHP decided to lay off it, we can certainly get into that.
Right.
I said, so you're working for the Daily News, and you're going to write the headline in the morning tonight. What's it going to say? And everyone stares at me. And I said, smart car outwits CHP. Doesn't that work?
Very good.
It works.
Yeah, or dumb guy in smart car.
Yeah, dumb guy in smart car.
So they laid off that chase, but we flip it on here on Channel 9, and we're watching it. And, you know, the coverage is fantastic because, you know, you guys will stick through, you know, with a high-speed chase over anything, which is nice. But then we were talking about it on the air, and I remember that the chief of police, Chief Bratton, I believe has either personally asked this station or media in general not to talk about it on the air.
Yeah.
You know, they don't want us to talk about it on the radio. And I believe the mayor of Los Angeles also doesn't like that when we talk about it on the air. And I always asked, you know, because Jack Silver said, "Hey, we got to cut down on these things because the chief doesn't like it and the mayor of Los Angeles doesn't like it."
And God,
I said, "But I said, but wait a minute, should we do everything they like? Why don't we just do that? Everything they want us to do, they can come in and sit with us.
Then
and,
don't pursue them."
But I said, it's a tremendous service that we do, because if I'm driving on the 405, I want to know if some a-hole is about to run into my kid who's sitting in the back.
Yeah.
You know, if I'm on the 405 going north, I'm on Victory or Van Owen, and I hear there's a high-speed pursuit northbound on the 405 just past the 101. I'm like, okay, I got about 4 miles on him. I'm going to slide off the freeway here, let him pass by so they don't kill my daughter. Right?
Right.
I may have saved a life.
Well, and I'll tell you, honestly, the ratings-wise, audiences tune in droves.
Oh, yeah.
Like, when you mention it, and I know you guys watch.
Oh, we watch it. Yeah. That's why we keep it on 9.
Trust me. The numbers just spiral towards the sky. But this one last night was unusual in that the CHP is following the guy.
Right.
So they back off on lights and sirens, and then back all the way off, and finally just announce, we're no longer in pursuit of this vehicle. We know the license plate number.
That's crazy.
We know where the driver lives, which leads one to speculate about a lot of things. Because I haven't heard any follow-up about it today whatsoever. We were talking about it at work.
The guy. How stupid is the guy who he gives him his license and registration, then takes off?
Yeah. So they were going to go wait at his house.
I think that sends a dangerous precedent out there where, you know, the cops, the highway patrol will back off at a certain point.
Well, on the one hand, this guy in the smart car, our pilot, I think it was Derek Bell who was up last night. Derek, you know, he can pretty much get a ground speed from indicated airspeed. This smart car was going at times 90 and 100.
Is that right?
Seriously.
Great commercial
now,
for
someone
that smart
at work
car.
Said, who test drove a smart car,
right.
Said, well, I didn't know it'd go 100. He said it had to take the guy since, like, Sunday night to get it up to 100.
All right, Paul Majors is with us. And, yeah, that was a decent presentation. I didn't see the end of it, but...
It came to an end. They backed off. That guy went home.
But, yeah. See, I'm not really thrilled with LAPD when they have pursuit or the highway patrol. You know what I love is when the sheriff is in first position, because the sheriff's department doesn't put up with that kind of crap. And the sheriff's department will drag you out of the car and put a knee in the back of your neck, and you'll know that you did something wrong.
You know which ones I love the summertime ones, daytime summer.
Oh, yes.
Because when
beautiful.
They order you out of the car, hands up in the air,
right.
And then they tell you to move sideways away from the car.
Right.
Now, lay down on that hot asphalt. You know how uncomfortable that's got. Shoot me!
I remember the one in Long Beach, one of my favorite chases. I have it on videotape. That's how long ago it was. But they pursued this guy down the 110 freeway south into Long Beach and then through the streets of Long Beach. And he flies into a El Pollo Loco.
Yeah, he went, I remember that.
And then he takes two guns out of his car like he's, you know, he's a Butch Cassidy and Sundance Kid, and he's going to run into El Pollo Loco. And the sheriff's department was going to have any of that.
No.
They shot him about 15 times and killed him right there in the parking lot. And they showed that live on TV.
Yeah, we actually did have it on live. That was during a 5 o'clock newscast.
Oh, it was great.
And you could see that he did have two guns, and he was reaching for the second one in his waistband.
Right.
And pulling that one out and aiming it. And that was, if I'm not mistaken, it looked like a silver handgun.
Yes, exactly right. And it slid under the car.
And yeah, exactly right. And that was it. They just, this thing is coming because that El Pollo Loco was packed.
Oh, yeah. You could have done some damage in there. So they kill him in the parking lot. And then to see if he's really dead, they send a dog over to him. And the dog bites him and there's no movement from the guy. And they're like, well, probably dead. You know?
Or else he's playing really good possum.
Yeah, right. He's a really good actor. All right. Paul Majors is with us. And we're discussing, you know, you're from the Midwest.
Yeah.
So there is still a sense of decency in the Midwest. And you'll see it in the Northwest. And you'll see it in the South. The Northeast, not so much. And now Los Angeles and Southern California. Again, I don't know what happened. It happened almost overnight. People have become really effing rude out here. I don't know what happened.
Talking about drivers or people in general?
Everybody. Everybody, you know, in general. There's so many rude things that people do here in Los Angeles. And I was talking about, you know, going into a fast food place where there's one line, and then when you order, it splits into two lines, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then everybody's on their honor system to get back in the one line to pay for their food.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in line A, and three people in line B went around me ordering their food. Well, I'm sitting there, you know, all I ordered was French fries and a hamburger.
Right.
And the guy wasn't speaking English so well. And I didn't mind that he didn't speak English. I just wanted him to at least memorize the board. You know, hamburger and French fries, it's on the board. You should know those two names. And the three people flew by me, so I blew up at the guy in the box and said, F it, I'm out of here. I'm never going to that fast food place again. But I don't think people nowadays, you know, people back in the 60s, 70s, and a little bit of the 80s, they would let you, you know, into a lane. You put a blinker on, they slow down, they let you in.
Do you? I stop and I wave, and people always, you know what I found is, if you do that, man, are they thankful. And they wave at you.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty soon they're yelling, what's your email? I want to send you, you know, flowers.
You know, I do this every time, because I saw my dad do this when I was a kid. But every time I get on the freeway, doesn't matter where I'm driving, when I get on the freeway and somebody lets me on the freeway, I roll the window down and give them the hand.
Yeah.
You know? That's the only, you know, the only time I do that on the freeway, because it's a little dangerous. But nobody else does that. You know, everyone is always trying to snake up all the way to the end, and especially the people like coming down like the 405, northbound to the 101, where they try to snake in the end there. And the worst one, and I know you know about this one, Paul, because I bet you've been a victim of this. Laurel Canyon southbound.
I was just going to tell you about our story, our Laurel Canyon story on the way here.
I mean it.
Boy, Jesus Christ.
We're coming tonight.
You should be able to shoot those people who do that.
On the way here. You know how when you get up to Mulholland, if you're in that right lane, you have to turn right.
Right.
So everyone who wants to go straight is waiting in that long line. So tonight, Mike and I are in the long line, and cars to our right are going by us like we're literally going 70 in reverse.
Right.
And so finally, we get up near the top, right? And a guy comes just zooming. And there's maybe a human hair width between the car in front of us and the car in front of that guy.
Right.
And this SUV right in there. And this guy tries blocking him. So I'm going, oh, you know what? We're going to witness a little something. This was an hour ago.
Right.
I said, we're going to witness a little something here. Mike and I were watching it. And the guy, they keep going at each other like this. And pretty soon the guy that got cut off, he just, you know, stays in line, does his deal. And I thought if something happens, I was going to jump out of the car and shout at the guy in the SUV, sir, sir, forgive this guy in front of me. He didn't realize you're special. Yeah, we witnessed it right there tonight.
You bring it up. And there are no cops. There should be a cop that sits up there because there's going to be a fight and there's going to be a shooting over that.
There should be a cop up there with a sniper rifle.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, and just anybody who cuts in, he should be assassinated.
That would be a deterrent in the future. And you
That's
leave
exactly
the body
right.
there. You leave the body there until the coyotes drag it away.
Or you just hang the body over that intersection. And you know, if you're going to pull up on an intersection where there's like 17 bodies hanging, you're standing
you're
in line.
you're
or you're turning right. All right, but the rude behavior in Southern California, perhaps you've witnessed it 100 times every single day, and you'd like to get something off your chest on what a-holes everybody in Los Angeles has turned out to be. And again, I am not including Valencia or Ventura or Orange County or Rancho Cucamonga or Riverside. It's almost centered here in the city of Los Angeles, the a-hole behavior. Here are the phone numbers, 520-9710. That's 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. I also, and we've talked about this many, many times, and I witnessed this the other day, where a woman was going to write a check in the market, right, for her groceries. I don't understand how somebody can still write a check for anything. You know, who sits there in the market and, you know, fills it out? So the cashier says 85, you know, 79. That's when she starts the check.
Oh.
You know. Vons. Could have filled that in before, sweetheart. The date. What's the date? The date is you're an a-hole. Oh, okay. And then she puts in the date. January. Writes out the whole thing. 11th, 2009. And then she turns to me and she goes, you know, I almost wrote 2008.
Jesus Christ.
And then she'll fill in the amount and then she'll sign it and give it to the guy. And now the guy's got to go through his whole spiel where you put it in and it sort of rocks it up and down. It flips it all around. And, you know, it becomes it's like a check gymnastic machine that it slides through. And, you know, can't these people use the ATM card or a credit card? Or how about this? I know this sounds strange, but maybe cash.
Hey,
yeah.
There's
in a grocery
idea.
Store when there's nine people in line in front of you.
Yeah, it ends up costing everybody more to run the check through the whole process.
Right,
you know,
exactly.
From the time you print it to when it's finally cashed and sent back through some other bank and sold on the secondary market.
You know what they've done in Oregon? I spent a little time up in Oregon, and you spent some time up in Vancouver, Washington. But the express lane up at Fred Meyer's, remember Fred Meyer's?
Sure.
The express lane in Fred Meyer's now, because there's probably so many arguments, says about 12 items.
That's like about a foot-long hot dog.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, someone got sued over that.
But I don't understand what happened to everybody. I don't know what it was. Maybe too many people are from back east. There's a lot of people from different parts of the world where that kind of rudeness is just, you know, figuring into an everyday activity. Yeah. I don't know what it is.
Now, I don't want to denigrate all Russians here, and I'm certainly not denigrating Russians by telling this story. That's just a caveat as I enter the story.
Right.
So, I've been to the Soviet Union a couple times when it was the Soviet Union. I've been back since that fell apart, and it's just Russia. So the first time I ever went, my wife was going with me, and we wanted to learn Russian. So for 8 weeks, we got up at, you know, some ungodly hour on Saturday morning, went and sat in this classroom for 8 hours where you couldn't even say, like, hey, honey, to my wife without getting in trouble.
Oh, really?
Because you had to say it in Russian, right?
Jeez.
And so the teacher says, okay, it's first day of class. Yeah, you can ask one thing in English and I'll answer you. And I said, well, I'd just like to know, how do you say excuse me? Because I thought, you know, that's a good word to know.
Right.
Yeah, you say in Russian, excuse me, is izvinitsya. Right?
Izvinitsya.
So you go on learning that night we go home, and or that day we go home, that night we go out, and I come back, I'm getting to bed and I'm reading about, you know, Russian language and stuff. It says, while standing in line in Russia, this is what I'm reading in a book, while standing in line in Russia, be prepared to jostle, shove, bite, kick, and after doing so, no one will say, excuse me. Russians seldom say, izvinitsya. The one word I wanted to know. Hasn't been spoken over there in 200 years. So that's what you're saying. People come from other places, and maybe they're just used to joshing.
Yeah, it's part of their heritage, you know, part of their the crew there. All right, we got to take a break by the sound of that music. I thought we were taking two breaks this hour, no? But Randy's turned into be a rude guy as well. All right, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Los Angeles has turned into, in my opinion, and by the way, my tutored opinion, because I have been around this country, I think we've turned into the rudest city in America. Your thoughts? It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show with Paul Majors, the big stud over at CBS, anchoring 5, 6, and 11 o'clock every night. You can see him tonight at 11 o'clock. And we're live right here on 97.1 FM Talk. Just when I said I'd become addicted to it, the mic's gone. All right, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 FM Talk. Paul Majors is with us, and you can see him on TV every single day on Channel 2, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, and 11 o'clock. And those guys are kicking ass over there. And, you know, we are I should reveal that we are working for the same company for CBS, but I will say that we watch Channel 9 here every night, because if there's a high-speed pursuit, Channel 9 is always the first guys on it. Plus, they also usually have two camera angles, because you get CBS and KCAL up there covering it, and multiple angles on a police chase. It's beautiful. It's the best.
That's what Tim was referring to when he said he's addicted.
Yeah, right. Nobody bought that. Let's talk to Morris in Los Angeles. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you? Hey. You there? Oh, sorry. How about Jesse on the 91? You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, how's it going, Tim?
All right,
great show, man.
All right, anyway, so rude behavior here in Southern California. You witnessed it?
Well, being in the automotive service industry, I deal with a-holes all day long, man.
Right.
And not only that, but even driving on the 91 as we speak. But my story is in comparison to, like, let's say Texas. I have family in Texas. Went out there. I don't go out there that often. But my last visit, you know, I'm going to a convenience store, and some guy opens the door for me and says, hey, how's it going, buddy? And I just, like, you get so used to just dealing with all the rude people on a daily basis that I was, like, reaching for my wallet, thinking this guy was trying to get my wallet. But it's just funny how you get accustomed to the rudeness, man.
Oh, yeah.
We're almost as bad as New York.
Absolutely.
No, I got customers from New York, and they're my rudest customers, but they're my best customers.
Yeah. All right, buddy, thank you for calling. Here's an example of different behavior as well. I've been pulled over by LAPD for a U-turn that was not illegal, by the way. And the cop who pulled me over in Woodland Hills told me, he goes, shut the car off and keep your hands on the steering wheel, right? I said, I got a 3-year-old in the back. I'm not going anywhere. So I shut the car off. He's writing the ticket out. And it's about 90 degrees in the valley. Mm-hmm. And the car is heating up. And my daughter says, Daddy, I'm getting really hot. And I said, well, I'll turn the air conditioning on. So I turned the car on for the air conditioning, and the cop goes, I didn't tell you to turn the car on. And I said, I didn't care what you told me. I got a 3-year-old here who's sweating
Jesus
in the back.
Christ.
And by the way, if I got out of this car and went to Vaughn's and left her in this car, you'd arrest me for this. So I'm turning the air conditioning on. I don't care what you have to say. But up in Oregon, I got pulled over, going 70 miles an hour in a 35-mile-an-hour zone. And the cop pulls me over. He says, you're going 70 in a 35. What's going on with you? And I said, I'm absolutely embarrassed here. I got to go to the bathroom. And he said, you really got to go? And I said, yeah. He goes, follow me. Keeps the lights on. That's drives nice. A block and a half to a gas station.
Nice.
His partner watches my daughter. They frisk me first. Sends me into the bathroom and stands outside of the bathroom door at the gas station. Doing my business. Come back. And he says, listen. He says, I've been there before. Slow down.
And then he asked you, by the way, did you go to IHOP? How nice is that? You know what? We got pulled over one time, a friend and I, in Oregon by the Oregon State Trooper.
Right.
And my friend, Bill, had a, you know, Oregon driver's license. But his picture, I'm not making it. He looked like a chicken with glasses in the picture. It was a horrible, horrible picture of this guy. And the cops started, we were on the five. The cops started laughing so hard when Bill got it. Your driver's license. Bill hands it out the window. And you can't see the guy because he's standing up. I'm in the passenger seat. Right. All you hear is, and he leans back down. He goes, this is you? Bill says, yeah. And the cop goes, son, I'm just going to let you go.
That's classic. But a little different up there than down here. All right. The rude behavior you've witnessed here in Southern California, more specifically, Los Angeles. Get a little crap off your chest here so you don't punch somebody in the face like I almost did today. 520-9710. That's our main number, 520-9710. And 888-520-9710. Let's talk to Greg in Century City on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Good, Tim. How you doing?
All right, man. What's up with you?
Not too much, man. Hey, I just been thinking about it. I started listening to you a couple months ago, and I remember when I was young, I used to watch your pops' video, Tim Conway, Dorf on Golf, and I always thought it was hilarious, man. And I just think it's funny now how when I was young, he used to make me laugh, and now you make me laugh.
So. Is that right? Wow, what a multi-generation. I told my dad the other night, I said, hey, I guess comedy runs in my blood. He said, yeah, I wish it was on your show.
That's funny. Well, I just wanted to say I appreciate what you're doing, man.
All right, thanks, man.
Keep doing it.
All right, and enjoy that weed. And I didn't know whether the guy smoked weed or not, but anyone who really enjoys this show always is on weed. And you know what? I got to be honest. I know what it's like to listen to talk radio when you're on weed. And it is a different experience. It really is. Back when I used to smoke, back when I was a kid, but I used to take CDs of the show that I did with Steckler home, you know, smuggle, and then listen to Steckler. And Steckler High is, you would think, like, the guy is from another planet.
Get your freaking act together here!
Especially when you blow up at a caller.
Steckler, when you're not high, it's like he's from a freaking different planet.
I mean, the brilliance and the comedy that came out of that guy on a nightly basis is unmatched. Let's talk to a Morris in Los Angeles. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, how you guys doing?
All right, man.
Hey, sorry about the cutoff there. Two things that might take just a minute here. I am a police officer in L.A. County, so I totally agree with you on the traffic situation. And in my opinion,
are you an officer for? Are you a sheriff?
No, I'm a police officer.
Oh, you are? Okay.
Yeah, no, I don't work for L.A. County. I work within L.A. County.
Oh,
just not in my agency. That's all.
You got it.
And basically, you know, I work in a busy city, and the driving is just crazy. And that driving causes people to do these actions like shoot people, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
Because people are so upset. People are on their missions, on their way, and there's too many Sunday cruisers in the middle of traffic. It's like when everyone's in traffic at 7 o'clock, we're trying to get at work. We're not trying to cruise around and look at the trees or the old brush that was burnt in the fire a month ago. We're trying to get on our mission. So it agitates people, and then, therefore, people get agitated, and now we're... Who wants to be the big boss? And now we have that problem.
Morris, I'm not complaining about guys on the freeway doing 100 miles an hour. I have no complaints over those guys. The guys I complain about are the people going 55 miles an hour.
Right. Oh, my
God. Those are the ones you want to strangle.
No. I got a better one. How about the big truck that's in the carpool lane who wants to go less than 55 miles an hour?
Oh, that's a bad one.
That right there is so agitating. I wish I could just catch them, but I work in a city.
But you know what? But when you see somebody in the diamond lane or in the fast lane going 60 miles an hour and everyone else is going 75 or 80, and everybody stops and stares at that person to try to understand what that person's life is like.
You just want to see what they look like.
Yeah, and they put blind blinders on where they're not even looking at you.
Yeah. They're looking straight. But before we go,
But wait a minute. Hold on a second. When you're in a car and you're driving the fast lane and 350 cars pass you in about 3 miles, you have no reaction to that?
that's their way of giving you the birdie.
Jesus.
Hey, Morris. Morris, I don't think you'd get in trouble in those situations. I think everybody would appreciate it. Just whip out your service revolver and shoot out a couple tires.
And you're absolutely right. And one more before we go. Because I'm in police work and to my other associates in emergency services, for those sirens that are coming behind you, the state law says pull to the right. It doesn't say turn to the left in the left lane. It doesn't say stop in the middle of the street. It doesn't say any of that. I've been hit three times.
Jesus Christ.
Because people have rear-ended me or crashed right into me because they want to hurry up and get across the street, the intersection, before the cop gets there. Pull to the right. Yeah, now, that's a pet peeve.
I don't blame you. You know, police officers and fire trucks, you see that all the time.
Oh, yeah.
You see it all the time, particularly with fire trucks.
Yeah.
I think I'm just more aware of those because they're so big.
And if you pull over to the right and some guy behind you, like, takes advantage of you
and
speeds and whiz by you.
That happens. That happens.
That's who you want to kill, too.
Happens on Ventura Boulevard
exactly.
When I'm going to work.
All right, Morris, be safe out there, man.
Have a good one.
All right, thanks, Morris.
Take care of yourself. All right, let's talk to, how about Tony in Santa Clarita? You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
What's happening, my man? Well, hell. I drive a 250 Ford, and I have to pull a trailer hitch with about a unit that I do abatement, which I dry buildings. Now, why is it that when someone puts a blinker, they don't want to give you the time of day knowing that you're pulling this big old unit? They don't move for you.
They want to speed up.
See, that's what I'm saying. I don't understand that. I mean, look, dude, my dad taught me one thing, and I love my father. Courteous, you can only be as courteous as the next man. But at the same time, patience is a virtue. I throw that thing out the window, man. When I'm like, I'm trying to get in, and my stop is right there, but you're not letting me in. I mean, come on now, bro. You see what I'm doing?
Right. Yeah, especially when a guy's working. Thank you for calling, Tony. If a guy's working, you know, I understand if you don't want to, you know, you don't want a motor home in front of you, and you cut that guy off. But a guy's got a work van. He's working his ass off. He's just trying to get around. And people are so effing rude, man. Especially,
Now, Tim, they're not effing rude. They're special. They're special people.
I gotta stop using that word. I was at, San Diego Wild Animal Park the other day, and we were feeding the little parakeets that get, for $3, you get a little food and the bird lands on you.
Thank you, point, Dad.
All right, I'm getting to the point, Sophia, please. And so Sophia is holding this cup, and a bird lands on her, and she flips out, throws the cup, and in front of 30 kids and like 50 adults, she goes, "That effing bird!" But the whole F word, right?
Nice.
And I'm like, "Hey, baby, please. I said, "You don't say friggin' like that." She goes, "I didn't say friggin', I said effing."
Oh, no. Jesus Christ.
All right, let's get out of here, man. And the looks you get in San Diego, you know, it's a fairly conservative town.
Stays home all night with your wife.
Yeah, I think that's where she's getting it. All right, Paul Majors is with us, and we're getting down on these rude mother effers. You know who you are out there. On the freeways and in the stores, people you have to deal with on a daily basis that just don't give a rat's ass about you. The rudest people in the world have all collected here in the city of Los Angeles. So thank God. It's great. It's going to be great for property values. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show with Paul Majors. And we're live on 97.1 FM Talk. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 FM Talk. Paul Majors is with us. You'd like to see what he looks like. You can go to CBS at 11 o'clock tonight, and he'll be wearing a blue, sort of like a blue plaid suit. Is that right?
I guess, yeah.
Yeah.
Joker kind of thing.
And who's hosting with you tonight?
Be Laura.
Laura.
Johnny Mountain will be there. Jim Hill will be there.
Beautiful.
All the regulars. All the regulars.
11 o'clock tonight, then tomorrow, 5 and 6 p.m. on Channel 2 News. Rude behavior and craziness in Southern California. Paul was telling me a story during the break that I couldn't believe. But you had interviewed the main guy, the head of the CHP.
Head of CHP, yeah.
Head of all of the officers in the California Highway
Patrol. He's the boss.
What did he tell you? Things are going good?
Well, I asked him about, you know, our state's freeways. We're taping, and he knows we're taping. And he says, we've lost control. And just to make sure I heard correctly, I said, pardon me? And he said, we have lost the battle. And part of the problem is, you know, because of money in this state,
right,
over a long period of time, they have fewer CHP officers. In fact, if you're looking for a good job, that's actually, I talked to where I eat over in the near work in the Radford lot over in Studio City.
Right.
There's a place I eat, a little pizza place, Reno's Pizza. I'll give them a plug because they have really good food.
Perfect.
A lot of chippies eat in there. And I ask them, you like your job? In fact, a couple of them were former police officers and sheriff's deputies, and they really like the CHP.
Right.
And so if you're looking for a job, you're interested in law enforcement,
get out there.
Give them a call, yeah, because I know they need people. And that was part of why he's saying we've lost the battle. They just had so few people.
Yeah, they have clearly lost the battle because nobody, when you drive the speed limit, everybody passes you. Now, do you know, here's a trivia quiz for you. The 101 freeway from Universal Studios to downtown.
Yeah.
Okay, it's about a 12-mile stretch there, maybe 11 miles. What's the speed limit on that freeway?
You know, I honestly don't know.
I guess I've
never looked.
It's 55 miles an hour.
Are you kidding me? Over the Cahuenga Pass downtown?
All the way to downtown, it's 55 miles an hour.
Jesus
now, Randy
Christ.
Gets a ticket for going 65, which he thought that was a speed limit, and he gave him a ticket for going 10 miles over the limit.
Yeah, I was driving on the 101 North at right at between Universal and Ventura, and I thought, you know, I drive this freeway every day, twice a day, thinking it's 65 miles an hour. I'm going exactly 65, and there's no one else on the road. And a cop pulls me over and says, you're speeding back there. You're going so fast. I'm like, I'm going 65 miles an hour. The speed limit, the maximum speed on this freeway is 55 miles an hour.
So
I've been driving this. I never heard of that. He says, what are you talking about? The signs are posted clearly everywhere.
I was born and raised here in Southern California. 45 years I've been living here. I never knew that was a speed limit.
Well, is it just in that stretch, did he say, Randy? Or what?
Well, that's the stretch that I drive every day. But
it's from the 134, 101, 170 area all the way to downtown.
I didn't know that.
55 miles an hour.
I didn't know that.
The Christ goes 55.
I've never gone 55 in that stretch in my life.
Yes.
And at night when the
truth... All right, that's enough, Randy, please. All right, let's talk to Lynn on the 101. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hi.
Hey.
I'm very happy to talk to you guys.
Good.
I'm also a police officer. I work in L.A. And one day, I was in patrol in uniform by myself and just left an incident. And I was stopped at a red light, and there was a little bit of time, so I was looking at the little computer, seeing if I had any work to do. All of a sudden, somebody honks at me, and I guess while I was looking down, the light had turned green. I didn't realize.
Lynn, those are called cojones.
Yeah, exactly. So I look in the rearview mirror, and there's this female, about 25, and she throws her right arm up into the air, and she goes, go! Like that. Like, okay. and she comes up, and I pull her over.
Oh, wait, so you pulled her over?
Yeah, you can't honk your horn.
What do you mean?
Only in emergency. You can honk your horn in emergency only in the city of California.
Well, then I have about 22 emergencies.
I love Lynn. I do. I love Lynn. You know what? Good for you.
Hold on. It's a really good story. I could even make it better, but it would take about 20 minutes, and I want to do that too. But if you honk your horn in the city of L.A., you can only do it in emergencies. We don't pull people over for that because it's a really we think of it as a stupid ticket. You know,
right.
It's not a good one.
Right.
So anyway, so I pulled her over to see what was up with her and take my time, you know, because she's in a hurry. I don't want to be too fast. So anyway, I walk up and she slowly gives me all her information. I take it back and her license is suspended.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, real smart girl. So
what balls to honk at a cop when your license is suspended?
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Here's the kicker. She's in the city of L.A. You're driving with a suspended license. We take your car.
Oh, man.
So that's about $1,000. You have a 30-day hold on it.
Jesus Christ.
So it was a brand-new car. It was 3 weeks old. She hadn't even had plates on it or anything. Daddy bought it for her. And, she's living life pretty high right now without a life, without a car.
This recently happened?
Yeah, it happened about a month ago.
Are you with LAPD or sheriff or highway patrol?
I'm with LAPD, and, you know, I didn't know that it was 55 through there either. I'll tell you the truth. work really early morning. I fly through there. So I'm
Yeah, but you don't have to worry about it. You just show that license with no address, and they go, hey, sorry, baby.
Yeah, no kidding.
Hey, now, Lynn, you sound very young. How old are you?
I'm actually going to be 40 next month.
Oh, you are going to be 40. Oh, then, yeah. then you're quite old. I apologize.
Quite old.
Well, for a cop. But listen, when I see LAPD, if they're going to pull me over and I see it's a woman cop,
yeah.
I hit the accelerator. I think I can, three times, I think I've outrun you guys.
Oh, you know what? I love to drive, so just try it, mister.
Hey, Lynn, what's the one line? If I'm just barely over the speed limit and you actually pull me over, is there one line that can get me out of the ticket?
Oh, God. Not really. Just
What's the goofiest one you've ever heard?
Oh, my God. Okay, I pulled a guy over. It's not a line, but I saw his picture on his license. I had to let him go. I couldn't believe the CMV let him walk out with a license with that picture. His eyes were as big as saucers, and his hair was all flipped out everywhere, and his mouth was wide open in a circle. I couldn't believe that they let him walk out like that.
Sounds like you pulled over a speed racer.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, Lynn, let me take a shot at this. You're a cop. You're 40 years old, LAPD.
Yeah.
You live somewhere in Simi Valley.
Somewhere in that vicinity. I'll tell you that, yes.
Yeah. It's about 90% of the cops live out there.
That's why
every time I read that somebody is going out there and throwing graffiti on a building in Simi Valley,
yeah.
I'm like,
yeah.
How stupid is that guy? 90% of the people live out there are cops.
And that's why that's why Simi Valley and also South Oak, those areas.
Right.
Those two cities are battling for like the safest places to live.
Yes.
And you know why. Everything's taken care of.
All right. Perfect. Hey, be safe out there, darling.
Yeah, Lynn, thanks for calling.
Thanks a lot, guys.
All right, there she goes. She sounds pretty cool, man.
Yeah,
40-year-old cop, not going to take any crap from the chick behind her.
I got a couple buddies who are that age that are looking for dates.
Look at that.
I know.
Hook them up with that Lynn in Simi Valley.
Well, how's that? Drive you home in a squad car, get home in like 10 minutes versus an hour.
You know, I don't think it's the same way it used to be, though. When I was growing up, if a cop was off duty and he was driving drunk, cops would pull him over and they'd give him a ride home. They wouldn't give him a ticket or wouldn't, bust his balls. But I think these cops bust each other's balls now. I heard recently, a cop got pulled over and the guy gave him a ticket, for
it's the law.
He's gave another cop a ticket.
I think it's probably better to do that than risk losing your job.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I think that's one of the reasons to get into
it. What was Corona thinking?
Yeah, well, right. Yeah.
Well, apparently the little sheriff, as he referred to it, was doing most of the thinking.
But, and to get into, you get in the rock and roll business to get, chicks and drugs. You get in the cop business to get some breaks in life. I think that's one of them. You can drink and drive and enjoy yourself.
Nah.
All right, let's take one more call. Then we got to, Paul's got to get out of here and do that 11 o'clock news. Let's talk to John and Covina. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. You got a root story for out here?
How you doing there, Tim?
Good. How you doing, man?
All right. Let me make this quick. It's a story about my roommate. Around the holidays, he went shopping, to last-minute shopping to a mall to go get some last gifts. When he enters, he sees a nice-looking shopping clerk and gives her the eye and goes on about shopping. Later on, he sees her bending over, folding some jeans or something, and he sees she's wearing a red thong. Clear as day, out to everybody. He told me that he was just thinking out loud, but I don't know about this guy. He says to himself, man, and red's my favorite color. So she gives him a dirty look, and he's like, whatever. He walks on. A couple minutes later, security comes up to him and taps him on the shoulder, escorts him out of the mall, tells him that they never want to see him in the mall again. For harassment and...
And your business is going so well, I bet they could afford to do that to almost anybody. How stupid is that? I mean, the chick obviously was showing that red thong, so, it's not like he reached into her pants and grabbed it to see what color it was. All right, thanks for calling, Johnny. Appreciate it. You can see Paul Majors tonight at 11 o'clock.
Tim, thanks for having me here.
What's the big story tonight, or the couple of big stories? What's going on in LA?
Well, we narrowed it down to three that we're making up.
Yeah?
We just haven't
pulled
it yet.
All right, Channel 2 News at 11 o'clock tonight.
Thanks, Tim.
And speaking of news, we have Gina Grad doing the news at 9. Gina, what's going on with that news?
Well, George Bush pays Uncle Larry a visit, and there's a new kind of children's party that Tim might want to drop Sophia off at. We'll talk about this and more after the break.
Oh, can't wait to hear about that. All right, Paul Majors, thank you for coming in. Always nice to see you. And the best person in all of public relations and publicity and selling a crew. Nobody does it better than this Mike Nelson.
Mike Nelson!
Here. Yes. This guy keeps CBS in first place, man. And if CBS either ever let you go or you left, you could double your money if you walked across the street and worked for another company. Honestly, God, nobody better than you, Mike. All right, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Paul Majors and Mike Nelson, the two biggest studs in all of television. Thanks for stopping by. And we're live at 97.1 FM Talk.
Complete shows from Adam Carolla, Frosty, Heidi, and Frank, Danny Bonaducci, Tom Likas, and more. Just go to 971FMTalk.com and subscribe with iTunes.